Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Gilda, G-I-L-D-A, Berthaud, B-E-R-T-H-E-A-U. Gilda Berthaud is a 53-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 5-15-21. Period, she was transferring a cerebral palsy patient from the bed to the wheelchair. Period, she was pushing the wheelchair to the front porch, and there was a big step. Period. There was a big step in front of the door while pushing the chair. Period. While pushing the chair down, the patient's little brother was helping her by holding the front of the chair she was pushing down. Period. He was asked to do that by the grandmother. Period. The boy was only 14 years old at the time. Period. While pushing down, the petitioner realized he wasn't secured in the chair properly. Period, she saw the chair going face down and grabbed it and injured herself. Period, she felt a sprain on her right trapezius initially and did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. She believes she injured her neck, shoulder, and lower back as a result of this event. Period, she did undergo surgery on the lumbar spine on 11-16-21. For stenosis. Period, she declined having cervical spine surgery. Period, she has completed her course of active treatment. Period, new paragraph, as per her claim petition, Ms. Berthaud alleged on 5-15-21, while pushing a patient in a wheelchair, it fell forward and the petitioner fell. Period, as a result, she claims to have injured her neck and low back. Period, treatment records show she had an MRI of the lumbar spine on 6-21-21 to be inserted. Period, the history given was, quote, low back pain after injury with right radiculopathy, period, end quote. On 10-20-21, she was seen by Dr. Nazarian for preoperative visit on the lumbar spine, period. She had failed conservative treatment, including therapy, medications, and a medical dose pack. Period, they elected to pursue surgical intervention, noting lumbar MRI. Examination rated L4-5 and L5-S1, severe stenosis with lipomatosis. Period, lumbar spine x-rays demonstrated no significant abnormality. Comma scoliosis, comma severe degeneration or signs of instability. Period. She underwent surgery on 11-16-21 to be inserted here. Period, she followed up with Dr. Nazarian postoperatively 2 weeks later on 12-1-21. Period. He refilled her tramadol and asked her to begin supplementing it with the use of Motrin. Period. She returned on 12-20-21, stating she felt very well and had no leg pain, but did have some back soreness and discomfort. Period, she continues to have right-sided parascapular neck pain and some radicular components on the right upper extremity from right-sided C7 to T1 disc herniation. Period, he recommended formal physical therapy. Period. And underline this, it makes more sense for that to have been disc distribution. Period. She returned on 2-4-2-22 and continued to have some right hip and ankle pain. Period. She had some improvement in her neck with therapy, but still had neck pain with burning in the scapula, as well as right finger pain. Period. He gave additional diagnoses of axial neck and upper extremity radiculopathy and right trochanteric bursitis. Period. They were going to continue with therapy for the lumbar spine and pursue an injection to the cervical spine. Period. On 3/7/22, he did perform a cervical epidural injection. Period. The petitioner followed up with Dr. Nazarian over the next several months. Period. In paragraph, she participated in a functional capacity evaluation on 5/16/22. Period. It found she demonstrated the ability to perform 33.7% of the physical demands of her job as a registered nurse. Period. She demonstrated putting forth full effort. Period. Overall, she was deemed capable of working in the sedentary physical demand category. Period. She sought Dr. Nazarian through 8/8/22. Status post cervical epidural injection, feeling 50% better. Period. Should she have a recurrence of her symptoms, a new MRI would need to be ordered at that time, but she is otherwise a maximum medical improvement. Period. They had reviewed the SCE results together on 6/13/22. Period. On 7/25/22, another cervical epidural injection was administered. Period. Physical exam. Extremity's upper motion of the right shoulder was guarded in all spheres, secondary to pain in her neck. Period. Motion of the left shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Manual muscle testing was 4+ for right hand grasp, comma, elbow flexion and extension, as well as shoulder abduction. Period. Pinch grip was breakaway, indicative of limited volitional effort. Period. Strength was otherwise 5/5 throughout the upper extremities. She had superficial tenderness in the lateral aspects of the right shoulder, but there was none on the left. Extremities lower. Deep tendon reflexes were 1+ at the right patella and 2+ at the left, and Achilles bilaterally. Period. Manual muscle testing was 4/5. For resisted right extensor hallucis longus and plantar flexor strength, it was 5/-5 for right quadriceps and hamstring strength. Period. It was 5/5 on the left spine cervical. Active flexion was at 30 degrees, comma, extension 40 degrees, comma, rotation right 60 degrees, comma, side bending right and left to 40 and 35 degrees, respectively, in a non-reproducible fashion. Period. Left rotation was full to 60 degrees. Period. When she was unaware of being observed, she had full range of motion in all spheres. Period. There was global tenderness of palpation throughout this region in the absence of spasm. Thoracic, she was moderately tender to palpation about the right scapula, comma, interscapular musculature, and paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm. There was none on the left. Lumbosacral, she declined attempting to stand or walk on her heels. Period. She changed positions extremely slowly and declined attempting to squat and rise. Period. Inspection revealed the midline longitudinal 1¾-inch scar with preserved low dotted curve. Period. Active flexion and extension were 40 and 10 degrees. Period. Bilateral rotation and side bend were accomplished fully. Period. She was moderately tender to palpation about the right greater trochanter, comma, iliac crest, comma, sacroiliac joint, and paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. Period. There was no tenderness of the right sciatic notch or in the midline. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 35 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. She had a positive reverse flip maneuver on that side for symptom magnification. Period. On the left at 90 degrees, no low back and radicular symptoms were elicited. Period. Impressions. On 5/15/21, Gilda Berthaud was maneuvering a wheelchair-bound patient downstairs when the chair fell forward. Appeared in an attempt to prevent it from falling, Ms. Bertheau injured her back. Period. I'm not in receipt of her most immediate post-accident treatment notes. Period, however, on 6/21/21, she already had a lumbar MRI to be inserted. Period. She also fairly quickly underwent lumbar spine surgery to be inserted. Period. She had rehabilitation postoperatively. Period. A functional capacity evaluation was done on 5/16/22 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph, Ms. Bertheau also claimed to have injured her cervical spine in this event. Period. She did undergo cervical epidural injections for this. Period. It does not appear that she actually underwent a cervical spine MRI. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found her to demonstrate variable mobility about the cervical spine and right shoulder. Period. In the absence of atrophy, there was some ratchet-like and breakaway weakness in the lower upper extremity, indicative of symptom magnification. Period. Sitting in supine straight leg raise maneuvers did not correlate with one another. Period. She had a positive reverse lip maneuver for symptom magnification. Period. She had global tenderness palpation in the cervical region, where Spillane's maneuver was negative. Period. New paragraph. There is 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine. Period. End.